But first, we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Last week, significant moves were made to expand gaming in Arizona. Governor Ducey signed a bill that will legalize gambling on sporting events, and he and the state's Native American tribes agreed to a new gaming compact that will, among other things, lead to the construction of at least 4 new casinos. Ducey celebrated the achievements as bipartisan efforts that would turn out to be wins for the state, but not everyone agrees, including Republic columnist Bob Robb. My co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with Phil Boas of The Republic about Robb's views.
One of the things that I think is really interesting about this column is that Bob Robb usually finds himself having to defend Ducey from a lot of his unhinged critics who tend to overstate things and exaggerate the defects of this governor and maybe see him as this far right or ultra right conservative. This time Bob is criticizing the governor and his critics are nowhere to be found. It's crickets all the way around from the critics. They must like what's happening here. But with Bob is looking at what the governor is doing, and what he's doing is he's greatly expanding the framework for legalized gaming in Arizona. First by expanding tribal gaming so that it opens up to sort of full-blown Las Vegas-style gaming. More gaming tables, more casinos, more kinds of games on the Native American communities. And then it also opens up the sports booking operations for the professional sports teams. That'll be something new. And Bob is arguing that there was a missed opportunity here.
Well, an important point Bob makes as well is just the practicality of the potential revenue, because I think a lot of people would have observed, all right, Governor Ducey is interested in doing this because he doesn't want to raise taxes, of course, and no Republican wants to raise taxes, whether it's to pay for public safety or K-12 education, whatever it is. And I think observers would have thought, okay, this new agreement and the introduction of sports gambling in Arizona is going to make it so we're going to bring in so much more revenue. But the estimated numbers don't really seem that large. In fact, Bob even says it's almost like a rounding error in the state budget.
Right. So the Joint Legislative Budget Committee with nonpartisan bean counters over at the legislature are estimating this will add about a $34 million annually. Bob's argument is that it could have been a lot more if you had created a competitive bidding environment instead of just giving these booking licenses to the professional sports teams. That's going to bring in a lot less money because they don't have to compete for those licenses. And so, again, Bob sees it as a missed opportunity and wonders really what was the governor trying to achieve here if he wasn't going to go for maximum value.
Well, as Governor Ducey's proclaimed himself to be such a free market Republican in many ways, what are your thoughts on the fact that the free market's not really deciding this, understanding that the tribes certainly, having had the compacts before, there could only be a little bit, but when it comes to the sports organizations and whatnot, maybe the state could have made a lot more. What do you make of Ducey's logic there?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I think it's a puzzle, and I share Bob's concern about it. Lori Roberts, another one of our columnists, has also been writing about this as well and been very critical of the governor for this approach, because it just leaves so much money off the table that they might have gotten. Now, some of the Republicans who are pushing this, they are arguing that it could bring in as much as, you know, $100 million annually. But I would go with the JLBC numbers.
Let's also talk about what Bob wrote about the culture. There have been concerns in the past about how much gambling would change any community, including Arizona. What are his thoughts on that?
Bob believes that it can't help but change the culture, because now professional sports are going to be booking operations, and it's going to be an important revenue source for them, and you're going to see a tremendous amount of advertising around the gambling that goes on around professional sports, and that can't help but change the nature of it. Now, Bob isn't the hectoring scold. He doesn't try to play the nanny, on gaming. He's a libertarian in his viewpoints, and he understands the freedom to be able to do this. But you have to acknowledge that there are cultural dimensions to this. Now, I would add too that the culture has been changing, not just in Arizona, but nationally. I mean, the morality has changed in the country, but it's amazing how little criticism there was of this deal, not only from the opposition party, but also from other Republicans.
Well, Phil, let's close with that part of it then. So a handful of Democrats and I guess 14 Republicans overall opposed this, but can Governor Ducey in some ways, even though on some issues like the border, he has been very conservative of late, is there a feeling that he can take sort of a victory lap as this is like a bipartisan accomplishment, even with critics like Bob?
Well, that's exactly how he's framing this. His quote is, it's a win-win for the tribes, for the state, and for the taxpayers. So he's very proud of the deal he's made, but he's left a lot of us puzzled by it.
Phil Boas, editorial page editor of the Arizona Republic. Phil, thanks as always, and take care.
Okay, thanks, Steve.